Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
Will the stock market settle down after the election? We'll talk with KingsView's Paul Nolte.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It's been rather rough sledding for stocks the past week and a half because of election-related developments, namely news that the FBI was investigating more emails possibly related to presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. The S&P 500 fell 9 straight sessions, the first time that had happened in more than 3 decades. Markets are rallying Monday on news these latest emails contained nothing new, according to the FBI. Let's talk about the markets and how they may perform in the wake of the election with Paul Nolte, Senior Vice President, Portfolio Manager at KingsView Asset Management. Paul, you wrote at the start of your latest newsletter, quoting former President Gerald Ford, that our long national nightmare is almost over. Related to the campaign, I assume, are you surprised at how mild the decline for stocks has been, given the craziness of this election?
I am. When you take a look at markets around the world, the declines, generally speaking, have been fairly mild. And I think part of the reason for the mild decline is a fair amount of uncertainty about what each of the candidates really brings to the table, because most of the discussion for the last 2 months or so has been more on less on policy, more on politics and personality. So I think the markets are more comfortable, at least, with Hillary Clinton. They feel as she is more of a known entity than Donald Trump is. And I think as long as she was leading in the polls, the markets were comfortable with her as the next president. Part of the reason why when we saw this FBI probe come out, the markets had actually tailed off for each of those days that the probe was ongoing. And so we're now seeing that rally come back now that the probe has been officially wrapped up.
Do you think whatever volatility has occurred will dissipate after the election, or, as you alluded to, will that depend on who wins?
I think it will depend more on who wins the congressional.
Yeah.
Not so much top of ticket, but what does Congress look like? If Congress looks very much in politically aligned with the president, I think we could see a lot more volatility. The markets, I think, are going to be very comfortable with gridlock in Washington. So if we assume that Hillary Clinton does win, I think the markets would be very comfortable with a Republican-leaning Congress. And I think that's probably the more important races, if you will, than the presidential one.
So if that happens, stock performance will once again be dependent on the economy and earnings results?
Yeah, we will get to that, and in how long does it take for us to finally start looking at the economy and earnings, I think, kind of depends on what happens over the course of this week with the election and any potential lawsuits or any issues, legal issues that have been threatened to this point. But ultimately, the markets will move on earnings. Ultimately, the markets move on economic growth, economic data. So it'll take us a little time to get there. We can see a little bit of volatility until then. But ultimately, we'll start focusing back on earnings and economic growth.
So it's really not possible to speculate on how stocks might do between Election Day and the end of the year?
Historically, the markets have tended to trend up a little bit between the election and end of the year, maybe about a percent and a half or so. Again, it's very difficult to say, let's trade on the elections, let's sell beforehand and buy afterwards. The markets aren't nearly that neat, but we could see a little bit of a rally between now and the end of the year, but not substantial.
Do you think whatever risk-off trade we've seen the past 2 weeks or so is setting markets up for a big rally next year?
Again, it's going to depend on earnings. And what we've seen so far from recent earnings is that we're now up a little bit over a year ago. We're really going to need to see earnings kick in much higher in order for the markets to trade higher. Part of the reason why stocks have been essentially sideways now since May or so of last year is that we really haven't seen earnings kick in. And until we see that, it's going to be very hard to justify significantly higher stock prices. So we may be in for more of the same, stocks trading generally sideways within maybe a 5 to 10% band.
Paul, what stock sectors are you watching at this point?
We still do like the technology sector, mainly because of their ability to gain revenue growth as well as earnings growth. And many of those companies actually still remain fairly inexpensive versus their historical valuation levels. So technology, I think, is going to be a winner no matter the economic environment. And secondarily, we're starting to look at healthcare after being really trashed so far this year. Valuations are starting to come in for healthcare. It's not one that we're committing dollars to at this point, but one that's coming up on the radar screen.
What about utilities in the wake of concerns about interest rates?
Yeah, utilities, real estate investment trusts, a lot of the consumer staples, they've really kind of turned down starting with the end of June, early part of July, as investors got a little bit more comfortable with the Fed that's raising interest rates. So we've seen them underperform the market, and I think that will probably continue for quite some time. Valuation levels have gotten very high on that sector, remain high, because investors were buying them strictly for the dividend, realizing that there's not much growth in those in both earnings and revenue from a lot of those utilities. So those have come down. They'll continue, I think, to come down, especially as interest rates gradually move higher.
Paul Nolte, Senior Vice President, Portfolio Manager at Kingsview Asset Management. Thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.